This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Jerry Dreyer had an amazing understanding of the dairy industry and dairy markets, and he gave us this prediction here just 4 short months ago.
I think we have a distinct possibility of a $1.90, $2 cheese, and it's going to be supply-driven as much as anything. We're just going to see the milk supply retrace here and in other parts of the world.
Jerry Dreyer's passionate dedication came to a halt on Thursday, September 19th, after a courageous battle with cancer. Joining me this morning is Jerry's associate for the past 5 years, Matt Gould, who steps into some very big shoes. Matt, what impressed you the most about Jerry Dreyer?
There's a lot to say about Jerry. He had a huge network across the dairy industry. He was very in tune with trends, well known for his what he used to call looking into his crystal ball. There's a lot to say about him. Jerry was in the industry for a long, long time, more than 40 years, stints in Washington, D.C., at the National Milk Producers Federation, USDA, and he also started a number of different businesses in the dairy industry.
Tuesday.
We continue our conversation with dairy energy specialist Jessica Milsna, who is with Wisconsin-based group Focus on Energy. And Jessica, thank you for joining us. And this week we're going to focus on one particular dairy just outside of Madison. That's Ziegler Dairy.
Yeah, we wanted to highlight them as a customer. They recently participated in the program and have done a number of projects. So they're located in Middleton, Wisconsin, so right near Madison. They're family-owned areas, pretty much all of them are, and I believe they milk around 1,000 cows. They participated in our Farm Disaster Bonus program that we offered earlier this year. We had that heavy snow in February, in the beginning of the year again, similar to last year, and a lot of people had their buildings collapse and get damaged because of that, and they lost some equipment as well. So we offered them a little bit of a bonus if they did have to rebuild.
Wednesday.
Ryan, we can feel it in the air. The seasons are changing, and what types of changes should we be making when it comes to calf barn ventilation?
Well, as fall comes, it's a good time to just remind people of what we're looking for colder weather ventilation, because it's, like you said, it's soon going to be upon us. Really, the three basic principles for a good calf barn ventilation system, they need to achieve three things. That we need to provide the right volume of fresh air into the barn. We need to provide it to the calf at a speed that is appropriate for the temperature. And what I mean by that is we would like it to deliver fast, drafty air when it's hot out, because that's useful for heat abatement. But when it's cold out and there's cooler temperatures, we cannot have that draft. And so we need the ventilation system to still deliver fresh air, but in a manner that's very slow, very safe, very gentle, and not drafty. And then the last component is distribution. We need to evenly distribute that fresh air throughout the barn.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek.
Thursday.
This year will be the 23rd year that the National Milk Producers Federation has held a joint annual meeting in conjunction with the two national checkoff groups. One is the United Dairy Industry Association, and the other is the National Dairy Board. And because we have farmers who are involved in both the policy side of the industry, represented by National Milk, as well as they're also involved in the promotion side with national checkoff groups, we hold this meeting together with Dairy Management Incorporated in an effort to save money and save farmers time. So this year's meeting will be in early November in New Orleans, and we're going to be focusing on all the busy activities of the past year, and you can find out more at nmpf.org.
Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
Let's say a quick word about milk. Milk prices, the good news right now, Bill, is it's over $18 for Class 3 milk, and most of us are putting another dollar to dollar and a half under on top of that due to milk components and milk quality. The last quarter of 2009, I would say, looked solid. With the holiday season coming, cheese and butter supplies are marginal, and so we're going to see some competition for that milk to bid it away from the milk processing plant. The slaughter number of cows are basically down about 76,000 cows from January to May, which means there are fewer cows out there. Because of the stronger milk prices, Bill, we're seeing spring heifers increasing at $100, $200 a head, but still below break even. The bad news, and that's very controversial, and that is in 2020, we could see the loss of a dollar per hundredweight out there in the program.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.